part out of control. They're like, you know, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. I had a substitute in a band class. Therefore, it's all-school band. Therefore, I got 200 kids to come into this huge room. I didn't know what to do, so I was supposed to show them a video. Hand out a worksheet. They're supposed to take notes on this video. Next thing I know, there are kids rummaging through her desk. I'm trying to tell them to sit down. And this is by the time where I realize I have to be kind of strict. So I'm real strict. The minute they come in, I say, everybody quiet. You need to sit down in your chairs. We're going to get this going. You just have to watch the video. They start running around, throwing things, throwing full notebooks and, like, books across the room. Their kids going through the teacher's desk. These girls are holding down the light switch so I can't turn it back on. And I didn't want to, like, grab them in the dark, you know what I mean? So they got their hands over the light switch, and it's pitch black because there's no windows or anything. And I'm like, trying to turn the lights on, trying to get everything in order. Things are, glass is breaking. And so I have to press this button. It calls in the policeman, the real policeman at police station. That's how ghetto the school is. Comes into the class, right? Tells them all they need to calm down. They all run back to their desk. They're all snickering. They're all sitting down. But they still get quiet. He leaves. It is instantly back to exactly where it was. Instantly. Like, no. It was the worst. Probably the worst day of my life, just in general. Kind of just like that the entire day. And all the staff there, nobody. I mean, the morale was so low in all areas. It was just hell.
How do you really feel, Dan?
It was hell. And that's what I'll probably just go to another district or something, if I'm honest again. Because, I mean, it just wasn't, here's the thing. It's not fair to take someone like me and drop me in the middle of your hellhole without even throwing me a bone. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And here's the thing. They tell you, write a DR, you know? Write them a DR, and then they will, you know, then they'll respect you. I started writing the DRs. It didn't even matter. And finally, I had to walk one of them to this room, which is the timeout room, which is what they're really supposed to be afraid of. It was a party, dude. I got in the room. There was a lady just asleep at the desk. The kids were just having a party. It was like a fun room. There was, like, neon spray paint on all the walls, like, all part, like going to Chuck E. Cheese.